Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. It's Thursday, which means it's Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our author, Dr. Gilda Carl, the book Real Men Don't Go Woke, the book they would not publish, The Truth That Must Be Told. And thank you for being with us. I know you've written so many different books. So tell us about your, what motivated you to write on this subject?
Well, all the time that I've been writing, I was told by editors and press agents that women are the only people who consume self-help. However, I had this need. I got a message from somewhere that said, next book has to be a man. I had for men. I had written one book when I was the Love Doc on MTV that was called Don't Lie on Your Back for a Guy Who Doesn't Have Yours. Mm. And as women continue to come to me and say, well, I did everything he asked, and you know, he still dumped me. I said, well, maybe that was the problem. You really have to care about yourself first before you're looking for love. And then it occurred to me, how could a guy have your back if he doesn't have his own? And I had been seeing more and more information about what has happened to the men in our culture. And it's pretty devastating. Men are 4 times more likely to commit suicide than women. They are having depression and loneliness skyrocket. Their life expectancy is declining. Their depression and loneliness are only getting worse as their testosterone levels are going down, down, down. The male Y chromosome is shrinking, and 90% of workplace deaths belong to men. So I had to do this. I mean, it was just, I had no choice but to write a book about how men could possibly heal from all of this. And it's not a self-help book. It is a men's health book. And that's a big differentiation.
There's been, for some time now here in the United States, the talk of toxic masculinity and I do want to get into that in a moment. But I think that I don't know if maybe people believe this is only a problem here in the United States. But some of what you write about is that this isn't just a U.S. problem.
No, as a matter of fact, I am spokesperson for the International Council for Men and Boys, and we hear at our meetings from people around the world, and they talk about what is happening to their men, the false accusations, the being behind in 12 significant areas, being behind women in education, in health, violence against men. I mean, we always thought, well, men are the perpetrators of all this violence, and yet we see the statistics that show us that women have more domestic violence against them than men do. So it goes on and on and on, and I just had to write this book because men are feeling so lost. Today's male says, I'm finished with women. I'm not going to get married anymore. I'm not going to have children. One guy said, I have been telling my sons not to get married and not to have babies. I mean, this is not an answer.
Right.
Running away from a problem is never an answer. The answer is to understand what is going on and how we can help you, how we can change the statistics that are so sorrowful.
We are.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, we're talking with Dr. Gilda Carl, and the book again, Real Men Don't Go Woke, the book they would not publish, The Truth That Must Be Told. You know, the toxic masculinity thing, I think that perhaps, and I include myself in this, underestimated the damage that that whole movement, if you will, could do. Probably because the era I grew up in, that wasn't a thing that existed. And then when you started hearing about it, I think for a lot of people my age, it was sort of an eye roll, like, oh, here we go again, just another thing they're going to dog on us about. But not thinking about the implications of younger, like, boys that were becoming men. And that is, like, that's all that they've known is hearing, essentially, that, oh, you're bad. Masculinity is bad. It's toxic. And I suppose that the perspective that I and so many others have had, that here's just annoying, another annoying little attack on guys, had much more profound effects on people who have grown up in that.
Oh, it certainly has had profound effects. A man gets up in the morning, walks out the door, and he's automatically called toxic because he's a man. So don't you think that young boys are not sensing this? Young boys are not feeling the same feelings? It's very worrisome. I did a book signing in Scottsdale, and the group, you know, usually you do a book signing, there's maybe 10 people in the room, but this book signing was packed with men and women. They were outside the doors. They couldn't even get in, standing room only. And I was telling them that boys as young as 10 are committing suicide. And they looked at me like I had two heads. And then we went home, and the next day, one of the attendees called me to say that while I was talking about this, her best friend's 13-year-old boy had committed suicide. And she said, boy, this really rang true to me after we had just been talking about this. But, you know, you're talking about what the ramifications are for men. One man in Belgium wrote to me and he said, I know I'm a man, but this whole idea of toxicity has driven me crazy. And now I am declaring myself as non-binary. Well, that's not a way to go either.
Exactly, yeah. That's not how that works.
No, that's not. So rather than running away from relationships, running away from marriage, or running away from women, I think it's time for men to understand that there are two different kinds of women. There are the mean girls, and those are the girls who are saying toxic, toxic, toxic. Right. And there are the real women who love men, want men to succeed, support men, and are raising little men. And, you know, I speak to organizations all over the world, and it's always the same problem. I am so grateful, Dr. Gilda, that you are speaking for me, because I lost my job, said a PhD. I lost my job for speaking out, and I didn't speak about politics. I spoke my mind about my feelings about what the company was doing wrong. And he could not continue that way. He has a better job now, of course. But the thing is that men are now becoming silent. They just don't want to be involved anymore. They don't want to be canceled and castrated and put into a corner somewhere. And that is totally unfair. But they have to realize more than ever before that we have a dichotomy of women out there. The women who are good to men ought to be found. Don't just throw out all women thinking that all women are the same.
I want to get your thought on this. I believe that females have, like mothers and sons, there are things that sons can learn and should learn from their mothers, and vice versa, daughters with their fathers, and very importantly, even how to be treated by a man, what to look for in a husband. And
right.
There's just a lot of those lessons that are so important that are helpful to young girls as they become women. And there was this other term that came about some time ago, mansplaining. And my wife and daughter, they've before joked with, because we have a good sense of humor, we rib each other all the time, and they'll sometimes like, oh, you're gonna mansplain to me, and for us it's a laughing point, but it really got me thinking how that you could otherwise have what would be just normal, caring young girls or women that are being trained to think that being open to learning things from men or from, like, just growing in terms of learning things from your own father, that that's a bad thing, because that's mansplaining, as if trying to impart on another human being who happens to be female information that could help them is a bad thing to do. And I just, it really struck me how damaging that can be to girls and women.
Oh my goodness. It certainly is. You know, there was a post on Instagram and it said male suicide rates, with a tear dropping down from a woman's eye. Another woman came into the mix and said the rates aren't high enough. But the really upsetting part of this on Instagram was that almost 7,000 women agreed with that men's suicide rates are not high enough. Well, I talked about that on a TikTok, and that TikTok has almost 70,000 likes that I said, what the heck is wrong with these women? Yeah. Who are these women? Are these the women who are coming to me to find out, how do I find a man? Nothing's working.
Mm.
That's impossible. These women are setting themselves up for much heartache. And it's very unfortunate. And when you named the title of my book and read the subtitle, The Book They Would Not Publish, The Truth That Must Be Told, it was because I used that subtitle because I tried to get this book published by mainstream media, but the mainstream media consists of editors who are in their 30s who are all female, and they are all woke. Unfortunately, men their own age are moving towards conservatism. So we're finding a big disconnect here.
Well,
and Bumble has shown that these men are going for women who are older, the real women, not the mean girls anymore. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm sure you've seen that there have been numerous versions of a video posted. I'm sure there's more than one. And it'll be a gal, and she's like, everyone, I'm looking, where on earth are all the liberal men? I cannot find, like, she was genuinely looking for somebody. And,
right.
Of course, it just gets recirculated with people essentially mocking her. But it's like, but you don't want real men. I mean, it just seems so obvious.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. You want a putty in your hands that you can mold and tell what to do and how to do it. And real men are not putting up with that.
We are talking with our author of the week, Dr. Gilda Carl. I have this theory that, well, I guess it's a hypothesis, but when it first broke, I don't know how long ago, that Taylor Swift was dating Travis Kelce, I said, this is going to be very interesting to watch, because she has a reputation for not being able to successfully find a male counterpart to be in a relationship with. And I said, it seems as if at least the relationships we know about aren't really the alpha males. They're more of the artsy left-wing individuals. I said, Travis Kelce here is at least seemingly the complete opposite. He's this brute. He's this big toxic guy. And it's going to be interesting to see if maybe that's what she's been missing all this time. And here, a year plus later, they're engaged to get married. Now, I don't know if I'm right about that, but I predicted that we might see a different outcome based off of that.
Well, Nick, I love that you mentioned this couple, because even though theoretically, their ages would put them in the woke category, that age group, he did the pursuing. She did not. He tried and tried and tried to get close to her, and there was no way. I mean, he had to pull all kinds of strings of people he knew in order to really get to know her. And she loved that. She was not a woke woman at that moment. She loved that. And this is how their relationship has proceeded. They try to make life safe for one another, supportive of one another. They will twist themselves into pretzels to get to each other's games or concerts. And this is not the traditional mean girl type of woman who is going to abuse a man. So even though they are in the woke age, as I mentioned in Real Men Don't Go Woke, they are not a woke couple.
Our author of the week, Dr. Gilda Carl. So before we do let you go, the big question here is there hope? What is it that we can do in order to fix this? And do you think even just naturally we're beginning to see some of the younger generations of men start to reject much of this wokeness?
Well, I certainly hope so. But Real Men Don't Go Woke is not just a book explaining what is happening.
Right.
First of all, I use celebrities as examples, and men have said, I have been so depressed. But now that I found out that Simon Cowell, for example, has suffered from the same depression that I have, I feel much better and more in control, and he has overcome his depression. And there are many examples in that. But I also have a section in the book that says what you can do to develop a stronger spine. And if I didn't call this book Real Men Don't Go Woke, I might have called it Real Men Don't Go Wusp, Real Men Don't Go Spineless, Real Men Don't Go Voiceless, because that is what is happening. But there are specific exercises. For example, what was done to me? What did I do about it? And what do I want to do now? I mean, simple questions you can ask yourself in the privacy of your home while you're reading this book will start moving you to at least consciousness of the world that you have been experiencing, and shoving that in the faces of the world and say, no more of this.
Our author of the week, Dr. Gilda Carl, the book Real Men Don't Go Woke, the book they would not publish, the truth that must be told. Again, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.